Welcome to Fandomonious, a pop culture podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Fandomonious, where each week we gather to discuss pop culture. My name's Adam.
I'm Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, man.
Let's see.
I'm like trying to get myself situated here, and I'm not doing a very good job.
That's all right. we're never officially situated.
There we go. Bum.
So there's stuff that we should be talking about that we're not, which was the new Obi-Wan series, because I was too busy to watch it. And Ian had a great opportunity to watch it, so he did. But I did not. So we can't talk about Obi-Wan today. So no spoilers for y'all. Lucky you.
We also cannot talk about Stranger Things yet, because I haven't even started Stranger Things yet.
I have not started the new season of Stranger Things, but I'm very excited for both of those. I think for me personally, I'm more excited for Stranger Things. But this, I just really like Stranger Things a lot.
Ditto. I and it's funny, because with Stranger Things, when I was working at Store That Shall Not Be Named, that was when like the first season came out, and I don't think I even watched, like, it was one of those things where, and I hate how guilty of it is I am of it, but like when something is really popular and it's like shoved down your throat, you're just like, fuck this, I want nothing to do with this.
Like Game of Thrones.
Still to this day have not touched Game of Thrones or The Lord of the Rings, but that's not the point. So, like, when the first season of Stranger Things came out, I mean, there was merchandise everywhere. Everybody was talking about it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, fucking, oh, my God, just shut up.
I think I felt the same way about, well, technically both of them, Game of Thrones and Stranger Things, but for the same reason.
And I think what had happened was Kim had texted me one night. And she's like, well, since you're, like, so, like, against the show, she's like, I think I'm going to watch it on my own while you're at work. I was like, okay, cool. Granted, at this point in time, we hadn't had any children or anything yet, so... she texted me, and I think it's on record, like, I think everybody here knows, like, Kim has got a terrible fear of E.T. And season one, the first like 10 minutes, obviously, with what happens to Will and everything, she had to shut it off.
Drew was just watching Stranger Things.
Don't you spoil anything.
Don't you keep do your it. Mouth shut, Drew.
You keep it quiet. And she was like, this is too scary. I had to turn it off. And that was where I was like,
I need to see.
Really?
This. Yeah.
So then I was like, okay. She's like, I need you to watch it with me. She's like, I want to watch this, but I need you to watch it with me. And I was like, I didn't really want to. I was like, but okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, fine, I will. And I ended up loving it.
So good.
I think we binged it in like a weekend. And we have done that every season. And then when season three came out, you guys came over, because that was when you guys still lived out in BFE. And streaming Netflix was difficult for you guys because of your location. So I remember you guys came over and we binge watched the first half on Friday night and then the second half on Saturday night, because it was 4th of July weekend.
Yeah. Justice for...
don't you dare say Barb.
Justice for Barb.
Barb got what she deserved. I will never understand the Barb rallying, I guess. I got nothing against Barb. I really don't. Just... But the rallying behind her, like, whole, like, dude, like, what? Come on.
Honestly, I think justice for Barb is the same as dicks out for Harambe. Like, it's absolutely, it's not even that it's pointless, which
means zero.
It's
just meme culture.
Yeah, it's not that it's pointless, like, it means zero. It's negative value. Like, dicks out for Harambe has always pissed me off. It's the most negative point of the, it's dumb.
I've never cared about any of that stuff.
Doesn't make any sense.
But I mean, but you know, again, I do, I love Stranger Things. I'm very much excited to watch it. I was gonna watch it today, but I knew if I watched it without Kim, she would have probably killed me in my sleep.
Right.
Slowly. Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna. Which the worst part about it is, anytime. I mean, how many times have I told you I can't watch this waiting on Kim? I mean, I just finally watched Bo Burnham's Inside like last week.
Oh, would you
for
think?
The first
we can
time?
Talk about that.
We can. Because when it came out, I was like, oh my God, Kim, I really want to watch this. And she's like, well, I want to watch it too, so let's watch it together. I was like, okay, like, that's fine. And...
A year later.
Over. Like
1 year later.
Yeah, like almost the better part of 2 years later.
Yeah.
I'm finally like, you know what?
Fuck this.
Yeah. I really want to watch it. And she even came downstairs in the middle of me watching it. And it's so funny, which I think we said something to you about it last week while we were at the green. I think I was telling you I watched it. And Kim goes, she's like, I came downstairs and you were laying on the couch. And she's like, it was just completely dark. The only thing that was on was the TV and like my immersion lights behind the TV. And she's like, and you were just laying in a blanket with like the blanket, like kind of like up over my head, like my hoodie is. And she's like, and you just looked sad.
It's sad.
I was like, look at what I'm watching. Yeah. I said, this is fucking incredible, but it is so sad. Like it really got to you in ways that you didn't expect it to. Yeah. And so I'm 100% cool with talking about that. We can talk about that.
It hits home. It hits reality. And it blows my mind. Like, and I want to say your mind as in like a collective group. Like, it just blows the mind every time he releases material. And you realize just how in tune that this fucking guy is with just his surroundings, reality.
Yeah. And it's incredible.
I don't mean this in a sacrilegious way,
get situated here.
But I'm just saying, even though he has a joke where he says, you know, I wouldn't presume to tell you that I know everything or this and that. And then he's like, and here's a song from the perspective of God. And it's like, that's part of the joke is like, yeah. But honestly, even though he has that joke, it's like he comes off as like godlike in that sense where he's literally saying, hey, everybody, you know, in a lighthearted way, like, here's the fucking problems, right? And we're all like, yeah. And he's like, and we're not going to do anything about it, are you? And you're like, no. And then you're all sad about it because you just realize he completely calls out society. And you're just like, oh, I get it. Like, we're not going to do anything because we're fucking horrible.
Well, the fuck. one of the things that I found was hilarious, and like, I'm not going to lie, I was super baked while watching it because I was like, this is,
that'd
I was like,
a good one for it, I guess.
And that's what I, that's kind of what I was saying. I was like, from what I've heard of this, I was like, if I don't go into this super baked, I'm probably going to be depressed. I was like, but if I go to it super baked, at least I'll be depressed and baked.
Right.
I was like, so I'll probably get at least more laughs out of the stuff that's funnier. But the one thing that came to my mind the first that I was just like, this is so fucking great, was when he was recording the video and then he did a reaction to him recording the video, and then it like kept looping, and then like it ended up him being reacting to a reaction video of a reaction video of a reaction to him reacting to the original video.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, this is like reaction video inception, and it just kept going.
Yeah.
You're like, no, this has to be the last loop that he's going to do. And then it just kept going and going. And then it just snap. It just snap ends. So, and the soundtrack is...
I said I downloaded the soundtrack.
The soundtrack is so good.
Which is the...
I do love his song about Jeff Bezos. That was pretty fun.
Those are fun.
And the fun ones that don't really like, that are just kind of like snippets, like at least in the special, at least what I would say, or like, not like I would say the core storyline songs that are just kind of like, oh, here's 30 seconds of a song that I did, or here's like a minute and a half of one. Those ones are the ones that were like the sounds like that went viral, like on TikTok or like on social media, that like when it came out, those are the ones that were like everywhere that you would hear.
Well, yeah, All Eyes on Me.
Mm-hmm.
And it got famous on TikTok because of that one specific part where it's like there were actual vocal coaches reacting to that and the way his harmonies hit, and they were just like, they gave me goosebumps. And it's like, yeah, like every time, like if I have my headphones in at work, because we have like machinery and stuff, so if we have music on, put in your earbuds, crank it up. When that first came out, and I would play, I don't know how many times I would over and over and over,
because it's so authentic,
and it would just like give you chills when you heard it. I mean, it was just like, wow,
orgasm,
like, fuck, dude, like. And honestly, there's several albums of his, like, What? What was another one that was really fucking sad. And, like, you go back, and then, like, I think What was the one with, well, either way, before I say that, All Eyes on Me was that one, and then Welcome to the Internet was just...
Welcome to the Internet was one that was like, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, this, like, when he did the whole skit with Welcome to the Internet, I was like, he's not fucking around.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
And that was actually one of the better songs in the entire special.
Was it what or was it where? No, it had to be what.
And I do love how at the end of it, he like to, you know, when it concludes and he walks out of the room and it's just a stage.
Yeah.
And then he tries to get back in as the credits are rolling and it won't let him back in.
Yeah, the album What from Bo Burnham, like that special alone had me excited because of the whole, I mean, the whole thing was great, but it had Shane and I like same thing. Like that was the first time I'd seen his comedy and thought he's got some shit going on. That was the first time that Shane and I were like, I want to hug this man. Like he's so incredibly intelligent and in tune with reality and funny. And yet what you could just see that darkness in there. And at the very end, he does the, we think we know you. Mm-hmm. And that skit, I can't think of a time. I mean, I'm certain more times are better than others, but I can't think of a time I've listened to that at work or anywhere and not had like a physical reaction to how good that song mm-hmm. is. I just, and this one delivered as well.
And so. Drew, while you're on Netflix and you're going to take a break from Stranger Things, and I want you to go and watch Bo Burnham's What on Netflix.
And Inside if you haven't.
Yeah, I think, yeah, definitely do Inside first.
Do Inside. That's the newest one. Do Inside. One.
Yeah, that's get the newest one. That's the big one.
Yeah.
You have to. I know where you live. Remember that.
Yeah. Oh my God, they're so good.
But yeah, take a break from Stranger Things.
I think he had another special and I missed it. I think there was one between there was one What and Inside.
I thought there was one before What.
Maybe it was before What. I thought it was one between. I know I missed one. I've missed
because I went because I remember I went and saw him live.
Oh, that's awesome!
It was at Bowling Green actually, and had Drew say less. Do it. I challenge you. If Cadence is with you, just do it. You're going to be super sad about it.
That's so
but good. You're going to love it.
That's
I promise.
So good.
It's so good. But yeah, we went. I think it was like 2013. We took a when we were up at Bowling Green the. He came through like on his tour and did it. And that was before like he really like blew up. Like people knew who he was, obviously, because he was doing a tour.
He was popular like on YouTube.
Yeah.
But hadn't really hit the mainstream.
It was right before he really hit the mainstream and started getting like Netflix specials and stuff like that. And, you know, he pretty much did like his YouTube songs.
Right.
You know, which were fantastic. I mean, as taboo and not okay as it is today, the Klan Cookout is still one of my favorite songs he has ever done. And it's so hilarious. Still to this day, I couldn't tell you how many times I would say to somebody, hey, grab a beer, they're over here, but we only got Coors Light. Like, I quote that cremated. All the time. Like,
that's how you get cremated.
Yeah. So, like, it's one of those things where, like, I think Bo Burnham may be one of the most in-touch, comedians that are out there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and you could say a lot of those, you know, comedians are, but the way he executes it is so individualistic. It's not like just going up on a stage and telling jokes.
Yeah.
He really is doing this as an art form.
Yeah.
Like a full-fledged art form.
Well, and that's what's funny is he calls it out. He actually calls it out in his comedy, but also in actual interviews. So, like, even though it's in a comedy show, you know it's heartfelt and he's making a joke about it, but he means it, that people call him a hack and a gimmick. Because he uses music and like expressions on stage. Like the one thing was like, you know, my dad says that I'm too gay and too flamboyant on stage. And I said, really, Dad? Prove it. And when he says prove it, he throws glitter from out of his pocket. Yep. And it's like that type of stuff. And he's like, people think that he's a gimmick.
It's like satire on that. Himself.
Right. But it's like, I don't think, like, I personally enjoy that his comedy has musical breaks, props, like acting, like
engagement.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I almost. Appreciate that. Yeah. I think that he makes that work. I don't understand why somebody would call that a gimmick or a hack. Like,
I always find it so bizarre when somebody says, like, especially when it comes to like music, when somebody says, "Oh, that's just a gimmick." It doesn't matter what it is. I mean, because I mean, I've heard it count. Oh, like Guar, for example. Like they're all like, "Oh, it's just a gimmick." It's like, yeah. I mean, that's the point.
They know it.
But B, it's like they embrace it.
Yeah.
Or like if somebody does like a concept album or like
I love concept albums. Like if you think
I love concept albums.
Like I'm trying to think of a specific
the biggest the biggest one, at least for my generation, and I mean this you could probably like fall into this Parade one too. Well, eat Black Parade, but American Idiot.
Yes.
American Idiot.
That's a great
was,
example, yeah.
And I mean even that even followed it up with
like when there's a style of
21st
clothing,
century breakdown.
Yeah. When there's a style of clothing, the videos all kind of link. American Idiot was like literally one video would lead into the next video in some of them.
Fall Out Boy did that with, Save Rock and Roll. They did. They did a video for every track. I think it was like 13 tracks. They did a video for every single track on that CD, and they released them in a different order. But they tell a story from beginning to end, right. like in terms of the videos. And I love it when artists do that.
Yeah.
So that's why when somebody says, "Oh, it's a gimmick," and like I know at one point you had said it kind of like about Ice Nine Kills with their "Welcome to Horrorwood" and the Silver Scream albums. And I mean that's fine. I get it. But like, it's and maybe it's just my outlook on music. I know everybody's perspective of music is different, but like I just look at it as like it's a concept.
It is a concept. I don't know how to describe like being called out for calling that a gimmick. It's like, okay, in that moment, it's like, okay, I can see how that's not the proper approach to that. There is something about them, though, that I can't describe on why I don't appreciate what they're doing, and I don't know what it is. In general, all said and done, you know, we've talked about this with issues I've had in the past. I'm not putting anyone down for liking this stuff.
No, no.
And I'm not putting them down for making it.
And honestly, I'll never put anybody down for their music
taste. I'll just say...
It is what it is.
I know there's something about it that I don't like.
And that's perfectly okay.
And I can't even put my finger on it. So for that reason, it's like, why would I ever judge anybody? Like, I know you love listening to them, and that's great.
And I'm the funny thing is, I only listen to those two albums. Any other stuff that came before it, I've tried listening to it. I don't like it.
Right.
I literally, these two albums are the only two albums from this band that I listen to. I've tried listening to their older stuff, and I just can't do it. I don't like it.
Mm.
So maybe for me, the concept is the only thing about it I do like. And maybe it's because it's relatability. Maybe because I know,
you like the horror stuff.
These are horror themed. Like, they're not about the movies. They're just themed around particular movies per track. Mm-hmm. But, and I think in their favor, I think the idea of the concept for me personally is it works for me personally, the concept.
Right.
But when they talk about like I said, like Gwar, for example, it's a thing, or like, Dee Snider, Rob Halford.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they, well, one, I guess those are two bad examples to put back and forth to each other.
What's the,
but like, look at like Twisted Sister when they came out. They were all like, what the fuck?
Yeah. But, is the Ned Flanders metal band, aren't they called the Oakley Dokeleys?
The Oakley Dokeleys. I can honestly say I have no clue because I've never heard that before. I've got like the hiccups. I apologize.
They're called Oakley Dokeley.
That's amazing. Don't play anything. I don't want to get sued.
So
we'll look at it after. Oh my God, they're all dressed like Ned Flanders.
And they're a metal band.
That's fantastic. They even got the mustaches and everything.
Oh, I'm sorry. Their genre is nettle.
Oh my gosh, I love this band. I love this so much.
Let's see.
This is great. I love this. I can't wait to hear it. Like I said, you'll play it after we're done recording because I don't want to get sued. But yeah.
Apparently their album, let's see, albums, 2016, Howdily Doodly.
Howdily Doodly, wait, that's the album title?
That's the album title. And the sequel album in 2019 was Howdily Toodly. The best dad joke ever. Oh my God.
I am so upset that I have never heard of these guys until just now. But I'm glad I at least hear about them now, because this is great.
Posted on here.
Can you actually like post pictures in a chat? No, I don't think you can post them in a chat. I don't think you can do that.
I think I can.
I don't know how Twitch even works,
dude.
I'm gonna
try. Oh no! What just happened?
Uh oh.
I don't know what that was.
Tower mount or monitor malfunctioning. What else is new? It's not the first time.
Make sure we're still recording, and then I don't care. Yep, we're good. Let's see. Intranet. Welcome to the internet. We've got fun and games. No?
Mm-mm.
Hey, we finally got a contractor. We're supposed to have two this week come in and look at the place, but we got one in.
Oh, a contractor. I thought you said Akon. Like,
Akon.
Like the musician.
Tractor.
Akon. It's like, you got an Akon tracker? Where is he? Let's find him.
It's Akon's tractor. Like,
dude, I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe Akon does have a tractor.
Possibly.
And you know, if so, good for him. I wonder what Akon's doing these days.
I don't know.
like T-Pain. Do you ever get with that stripper?
I'm sure he's gotten with several strippers.
I mean, if you can make a whole song about being in love with a stripper and then, like, not do something about it, you're not typing anything. And, like, not do something about it, like, I mean, that seems just kind of like a failure on your part, man. Can't be a song like, I'm in love with a stripper, and then...
Not be
in love with said stripper, like... I don't know. I'm rambling at this point because I'm mostly watching what you're doing. There's so many Ned Flanders.
White wine spritzer.
Re-education. Oh my God, these are great.
We're coming for your neighbor.
I guess a good thing we only have 5 viewers right now.
Yeah. Hey, we're not exciting. We're looking up Oakley Doakley to share it with you. So just give it.
By the way, if you guys want to say something in the chat, if there's anything that you guys want to talk about.
Yes.
We don't really have a whole lot of topics. I mean, we haven't gotten to Stranger Things yet, and I have, but he has not watched Kenobi yet. So I did go out and I bought the Batman today, and I bought X.
That's not working.
Which I don't know. I don't know who our viewers are, but.
Like, now that you've brought up X, I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, Ty West film.
Yeah, I don't know who's in here. Who knows?
Ah, Nicole's here. Nicole, have you watched X yet?
Nicole.
I feel like if anybody it would be Nicole that would watch it.
Hi, Nicole.
Sup, girl?
Hey.
Hey.
Did you know that Ray,
Liotta?
Yeah, what was it? I was trying to think, like, Levino or something. Yeah, Ray Liotta. Yeah.
Ray Liotta.
Yeah, passed away. Yeah.
I did know that, sadly.
And I loved him in Blow. That's like one of my favorite movies of his. Love him in that. Have you seen Blow?
Yeah, it's like the Johnny Depp movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you feel about him as the father in Johnny Depp's Blow?
I mean, it's been a long time since I've watched it.
Cruz. It's one of those that I watched over and over and over, so it's like drilled into my head.
I mean, for me, mostly when it came to like Ray Liotta, I knew him obviously from like Goodfellas mm-hmm. and Hannibal, because I know.
Was that the show or the movie Hannibal?
The movie.
Oh yeah, he was in that. I forgot about that.
That's mostly where I know him from. I mean, I feel like Goodfellas is kind of the go-to when people think of Ray Liotta. Which Goodfellas? Did you watch that? You said you were going to
see a Leftorium. Speaking of Ned Flanders, I need to know what that is.
Drew, you are so welcome, by the way.
Oh yeah, dude.
That's you have no freaking Nicole, idea, dude.
Okay, so we got to catch Nicole up. Nicole, have you seen Bo Burnham's Inside on Netflix? I don't know what Leftorium is. Is that a video of theirs? You said speaking of Ned Flanders, was X good?
I just bought it today. I haven't watched it yet.
And we are now talking about Ray Liotta having passed away and how amazing he is as an actor. And I have never seen Goodfellas.
I was going to ask you. You said that you were going to watch it, and I was wondering if
I haven't yet. I absolutely want to see it. I have no reason not to see it. I just haven't. I think the reason I haven't is because I've never been interested in mob stories. Mm-hmm. I've never watched Godfather. I've never watched any of that. I don't
watch the first
care
two Godfathers.
About them. Like, they
that's all you need to
boring
watch.
Boring to me.
And so, I feel like it's an acquired taste, because I feel like, in a sense, a lot of them are kind of just the same recycled movie.
I've heard that about The Godfather, so at least the first one I should
but
see.
But I will say Goodfellas
even
is like
Sopranos. It's another thing. It's like every time
I
see a trailer for it, I'm like, this is
never
annoying.
Got into Sopranos. I know a lot of people are recently getting into The Sopranos. Like, so not that they never did, but like I've noticed a lot
early
more people.
Stuff, I guess, is supposed to be really good.
Yeah, and but yeah, Goodfellas is one that's worth watching.
It's a place for lefties, where they have all the left-handed stuff. Ned Flanders owns a store on The Simpsons. Okay.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
I want to see a Leftorium. So you want to see a real-life Leftorium, which is a store that Ned Flanders owns.
I like to assume
all left-handed stuff.
I like to assume that's what the band calls their merch table.
The Leftorium.
If not, I hope if they ever see this, just know, just give me a little bit of credit for it. That's really all I ask. Like, maybe like
in small print, Ian's Leftorium?
Yeah, I'll even take that.
Yeah.
Give me an NIL deal, you know, name, image,
not
likeness.
Not seeing Goodfellas is sacrilege. Do it based on a true story and so good. Yeah, I have no excuse, honestly. Yeah. I want to watch Goodfellas.
And I'm pretty sure that Ray Liotta is also like the narrator of the movie.
Okay.
He's the main character, and I think he's also the narrator.
Okay.
But
he's one of those, like, when I see him and stuff, I'm always so thoroughly impressed by him as an actor. But then when you see him, like, in pictures, smiling,
you don't see it often.
It's terrifying. It's horrifying to see a picture as an older man. Smiling.
I got, like, this weird Superman curl, like, going on, like, under my hood right here.
I had...
Like, it looks like this is, like, the only patch of hair that I have.
I had blow-dried my hair yesterday after getting a shower, because it's getting longer, and...
Got some volume to it.
It gets floofy, and then I wore a hat, and then today I got up, and I, like, brushed it all around, and because I did it last night before I went to bed.
Yeah.
And so, like, I was like, oh, I got up, I was like, I don't need a shower. I'll just brush it. And it looked really nice. I just...
I've had my hat on since 7 o'clock this morning. It's the first time I've taken my hat off all day.
Yeah, it looks all right.
So, but it's funny because when I put my hood up, there's just like one piece of hair. So it literally looks like
Superman.
Like, think of like Jack from The Incredibles.
Oh, yeah. But like at the end of the day, I had a couple things I wanted to get done that I wasn't done with yet. And I was like, shoot, like I got to get this stuff done before the end of the day. I'm trying to get the curl. And I started sweating and my natural hair started happening. Like I just started like doing this like weird like hard way. Yeah, it was bad. So I definitely need to get my shower in,
but yes, Drew, I hope I'm glad that it isn't what you expected, but I'm just gonna let you know now, you have no idea. It gets so much more weird than especially if you just started it. It's gonna get so weird for you, man, but it's so worth it. The payoff is so worth it, I promise you. For those who are just joining us, we were talking about Bo Burnham's inside.
Not his insides, just his special inside.
But yeah, I mostly know him from, like I said, like Goodfellas and Hannibal. Let's do Hannibal.
A Ray Liotta search.
He did voice work, too.
On IMDb.
Part of me feels like he was an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but I also feel like that's also not right. I'm probably wrong.
IMDb. IMDb.
IMDb is one of my favorite things. I love IMDb.
He's credited as 126 things.
I honestly would probably surprise myself with how often I actually use IMDb.
There's a movie coming out in 2023 that he is apparently in.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that's the one that
the movie's called filming. Cocaine Bear.
Oh, that's the Elizabeth Banks.
And it's done like that, like everyone's using it. 80s flashback look. Yeah.
Yeah, Elizabeth Banks, I think, is directing it.
That's awesome.
So Miri from Zach and Miri Make a Porno is directing a movie called Cocaine Bear.
Blackbird, April 29th, 1982, Dangerous Waters, El Tonto, The Substance, Broken Soldier. I'm not going to read them all. I forgot he was in Hubie Halloween. Who was he in Hubie Halloween? The Adam Sandler one that was on Netflix?
He wasn't the neighbor, was he?
No, the neighbor, I think, was Buscemi.
Oh, that's right. Werewolf. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I've only watched that movie once.
I know that.
And it was very, like...
I loved it.
I was only maybe paying 1/8 of attention to it.
It's so dumb. He did a Fast Time at Ridgemont High table read. That's cool. He was in The Simpsons. Young Sheldon. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Modern Family, as Ray Liotta.
I have...
Done a lot.
Eric Stone Street, who's on Modern Family. I'm sure based on... Have you ever watched Modern Family?
Oh, yeah.
Not
like every episode, but anytime it was on, I tried to catch it.
The actor who plays Cam?
Yeah.
He apparently is really good friends with Brock Lesnar, like in real life. And he makes... I don't know if they're TikToks or just like funny videos... And he will always post and he'll go, oh my God. He's like, guys, I am so mad. And he'll give like some reason why he's mad. And he goes, ugh, I'm just going to punch the first person I see. And then Brock Lesnar will just come into camera and he'll go, damn it, Brock.
Yeah.
Like it's I've the seen.
Second person I see.
Yeah. He does that all the time. And I love that. I just think it's so funny because it's like him of Eric Stone Street and freaking Brock Lesnar of all people are like, I guess, really good friends in real life. And it's just like, you would never expect that. But it's funny every single time it pops up on my TikTok, so I always get a good laugh out of it. And I actually, me and Kim,
I remember really like the one that sent me one of them, but I remember seeing one of those because of that.
It might have been me. It probably was me, to be honest with you.
Yeah, whether or not you know who Ray Liotta is, you should definitely check his IMDb out because there's stuff on here I did not even remember him being in.
I think that he was in a movie called Powder Blue.
Did I pass that already? Yeah, Powder Blue.
Was it Powder Blue? Yeah.
Okay. Jack Doheny. He did a great episode of ER, too. I think I saw that he was in ER on here. Yep, ER. He was Charlie Metcalf.
He always reminds me of...
In 2004.
The actor he played Jason, I think it was... I don't think it was Ted White.
Blow was in 2001. It's 21
Blow
years
is that old?
Old? It's 21-year-old movie.
That movie does not seem that old.
Hannibal, yep. I completely forgot that. When you said that, I was like, what are you talking about? And then I pictured it.
Yeah, I honestly, like, aside, like, obviously, like I said, Goodfellas and Hannibal are the two that I mostly recognized him from.
He was in Field of Dreams, the original, and the sequel.
Yeah, he was in the one...
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Yeah, he was in
the... I did not remember that either.
I remember him being in the one with, was it Kevin Costner? Or that's Bruce Willis? One of the... I think...
Field of Dreams with Kevin Costner. Or are you thinking of a different movie?
No, I know. I just couldn't remember if it was Bruce Willis or if it was Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner. That's the first one. But it says he was in the sequel as well.
I didn't know the sequel. I didn't know it got a sequel. Just maybe it was straight to DVD. Who knows? By the way, Nicole, to answer your question, no, neither of us have pulled the trigger on getting Shudder yet. We've been going back and forth about it for like 6 months now. One of us is just going to have to just do it.
Okay, so this is for podcast listeners in the future and anyone that's in the chat right now. Have any of you seen the movie Willow with Warwick Davis and Val Kilmer?
Yeah.
You've seen the original one?
I have.
Did you see the trailer for the Disney Plus series?
I have not. I probably need to rewatch, honestly, Willow. It's been so... I think I was a kid the last time I saw Willow.
I was a kid, and that because I'm old, I was closer to the original release, and still technically not in the time frame of it. But either way, I saw that trailer, and I am fucking here for it, dude. Like, I am so pumped.
Yeah, because it's a Star Wars celebration this weekend, so there's a lot going on. We got a teaser trailer and a year release date for the new Fallen Order game, which is called Jedi Survivor.
Okay.
We got a teaser trailer actually today.
I didn't see that
one. I was at Walmart.
So we need to watch the teaser trailer for that and the trailer for Willow after this. Because I have not seen the teaser trailer for that.
There's a documentary about Evil Dead, and they talk about Horror Hound. Oh, dude, actually, Bruce Campbell was just announced for Horror Hound in Cincinnati for September. So yeah, that's a...
Love Bruce Campbell. Dude, I have, like...
I'm totally gonna meet Bruce Campbell.
Get signed.
Do you?
Yeah, from Kramer.
Oh, okay, up here, yeah.
I actually have...
You've met Bruce Campbell before.
Though. I have met Bruce Campbell.
Oh, we went I'm so sorry.
We went to do one of his book signings in Lexington, Kentucky. Louisville.
I mean, I think they're both. I mean, Louisville's
L Kentucky. That's where we went.
L Kentucky.
He was at a bookstore doing a book signing, and I went, and I before we even got out of like this area. I stopped at Walmart to change my brake light because it was out, and I didn't want to get pulled over because I didn't want to pay the ticket fine.
I do remember that.
So I tried to quickly run into Walmart, get a bulb, and change it, and I could not get one of the screws that holds the plastic cover on your lights off. I could not get the screw out, and I tried and tried, and it was like rusted and stripped for some reason. And so I was like, fuck this. And I took the pocket knife I went and bought a multi-tool specifically to get this fucking screw out. And I could not get it out. So I opened up the pocket knife and I was like trying to like cut a square around that section of screw. And I was going to break it out. And Shane was like, let's just fucking go. You're not going to get a ticket. And if you do, fucking we'll pay for it. It's fine. Let's go. And I was like, no, I'm getting this. And then I started pushing and prying. Well, cheap multi-tool pocket knives don't have a lock, so I'm holding this thing and I'm pushing on it, and the knife folded, and I sliced my fucking finger wide open in the Walmart parking lot and left a trail of blood into the store and into the men's bathroom, where I like ran it from the water for a while and then just wrapped the living fuck out of it with paper towels. And then we were in Piqua, I believe. It was either Piqua or Troy, and then we drove to Memorial Hospital in Sydney. And I had to get stitches. And then we went and saw Bruce Campbell in Kentucky.
What a day, huh?
Yeah, it was good. But I did a cosplay of Bruce Campbell from Evil Dead 2. Mm-hmm. And I actually...
Which was a really good cosplay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It was really well put together.
I was most proud of the chainsaw because I researched what chainsaw did they use. And it was different in each movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the second one, I found out what he used. And then I went to a old guy that like repairs lawnmowers and small motors like that. And my coworker at the time was like, this guy might have some stuff. He's always got a bunch of shit outside. So like I went there and he was like, oh man, like... That's an old chainsaw. I don't even know if I even have one. And so he's like, you can look around. And I'm like walking around and sure as shit, I just see one sitting there already in pieces. And I was like, dude, this is like, I was like freaking out. I was like, this is it. This is the one. And like, I grabbed the box and ran up to the dude. I was like, I found it. And he was like, fuck, like that's a repair. That's a customer's chainsaw. And he was looking at the tag. He's like, this was over a year ago. And he's like, just take it. I was like, are you serious?
Just take it.
He was like, yeah, like this guy like stopped like responding over a year ago. Like he obviously didn't want it back. So he's like, yeah, just take it. And so like I gutted it and prepped it. And I don't know. I'll have to post a picture online. If anyone's interested, hit me up.
It looked incredible. It really did.
Yeah.
'Twas impressive.
We got I effing love Willow. I'm so glad. I love that movie. It's so good. Like for me... Willow is way more important for me than like Neverending Story. Or I know it's a similar
I know Pan's Labyrinth's kind of in that realm.
Pan's Labyrinth, yeah. Like I like those movies as well. Like they all fit in that, so I like them. But I happened to see Willow as a kid. It's just that's what I got.
And dude, I was probably like 6 years old the last time I watched Willow. I honestly, I know I've seen it. I couldn't tell you what fucking happens in that movie.
We should watch Willow.
I'm fine with that.
God, it's so good.
Technically, I still owe your wife fucking Lord of the Rings, but...
Post it. I don't even know if I have. Talk about something for a second while I get distracted.
The weather. The weather's crazy.
The weather outside is rainy.
It is. It's been raining for like 2 days straight. It's kind of annoying. I'm over it. I'm over the fucking rain. But it's Memorial Day weekend, so there's that. Have you seen Labyrinth, though? I have seen Labyrinth. I don't. Have you seen Labyrinth?
Like the movie?
Yeah, like you know, Bowie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What Nicole asked.
Yes.
We have both seen Labyrinth. That much is true.
I like.
If Labyrinth. I didn't see Labyrinth, I think Doug might have killed me. I don't think I've ever seen Neverending Story.
Mm.
I'm not going to say I haven't, but I'm not going to say I have either.
It's good.
All I know,
that era. It's old now. But.
I know the song because of the season 3 of Stranger Things,
right?
Which I love that scene. I guess that scene apparently gets crap, but I fucking funny. Love that scene with Susie in season 3.
I mean, it's random and unnecessary, but that's why I liked it.
Yeah,
like, it's stupid and.
But
funny.
I honestly don't know if I've ever actually seen. Wait, is Neverending Story the one with Iron Giant with Andre the Giant? No, that's Princess Bride.
Atreyu. Atreyu the horse?
Wait, no, I thought there
Atreyu
was a dragon. Atreyu
wasn't the horse, was it? Well, there's a like a dragon dog.
Is there like
thing.
An appa? You know,
yeah.
Like yip yip?
Yeah, kind of. Where is it at? Why aren't you on here?
Andre the Giant was in Princess Bride, right?
Princess Bride.
That's okay. I've seen that one. I had to think about that one for a second. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen Neverending Story.
We should watch Neverending Story. I think we have that. I don't know if I have. I don't know if I have, like, the pack, because there was more than one. I know there's at least two of them, and I
didn't even know there was
If I watched the second one, I saw it once. Maybe.
I didn't even know there was a second
one. It wasn't as good. And like.
Well, they never are. Nicole said, Artex is the horse. Is that how it's
pronounced?
Artex. I'm not on my glasses. I can't tell if that's an E or an A.
It is an E. Atreyu is the kid.
Which is that where the band got their name?
I think so.
Well, that's kind of neat.
Yeah. Another reason to watch it. It's like the saddest scene in the fucking world.
Is that where he gets stuck in like the mud lake?
Yeah, like it's like a tar pit type thing. Is that, what, was it the Lake of Sorrow?
Well, that seems pretty spot on.
Yeah. She would know. She's apparently on this. She knows the names and stuff.
I forgot Nicole's the names. On it. Nicole's like our person in the chair.
Yeah.
Like Ned is to Spider-Man. Like what we don't got like on hand, she's like she's got it in the chat.
Like
she's
Ned Flanders is to Homer.
I don't know if that's a very good comparison.
I want to be somebody's Ned Flanders.
You can be my Ned Flanders.
Sweet. Oakley dokley. I hate when I get something in my head that I have to do, because especially during a podcast.
What is it that you? What is it that you're even
I'm trying
doing?
To find my Evil Dead picture?
Oh,
like of my suit, my cosplay.
He got too sad and he sank. I read the book. Super nerd. Yeah. Well,
oh, I have not read the book.
I didn't know there was a book.
Got me there.
Granted, I also haven't seen the movie, so I can't really speak too much on it. However, I will say, I have not watched the trailer for the new Willow. Is it a movie or is it a series?
Found it. It's a TV series on Disney Plus.
Oh, so it's a Disney Plus series. So it'll be 6 episodes. More than likely 6 episodes. Which I think... I don't know how many episodes Kenobi is. Probably 6, but if it is, it's going to be annoying. Because they gave the first 2 episodes today.
I thought it was 6.
It probably is. But I think right after Kenobi ends, I think like the first week that Kenobi ends, I think is when Ms. Marvel starts. And then we get
I'm excited for that too.
She-Hulk in, I think it's August. And then we got...
That time I built a fort for our cats out of cardboard boxes.
That's funny.
I did find it though. I've got pictures.
And then I'm trying to think Andor, the prequel series to Star Wars Rogue One, I think. I want to say that's August too. I could be wrong on
the
that
prequel
one.
Prequel to there's something else that I saw was coming up that
there's a and like Cassian Andor from like Rogue One. He got his own like spinoff series, but I can't think of I want to say it's August, but I know that She-Hulk is in August, and with the way that Disney Plus does their Marvel and TV or Marvel and Star Wars shows, they kind of go, you know, back and forth. I don't know if they would do 2 of them in August, but it's hard to say. I don't really know, but. I don't know. I've been seeing a lot of weird stuff for Marvel this week. Apparently there's, which I haven't seen anything like confirmed, but I've been seeing a lot of rumors this week that there is in fact a Scarlet Witch movie in the works. I haven't seen anything like confirmed, you know, like anything from like, whether it be like Empire, Variety, you know, like those kind of places where it's like, oh, that's definitely a credible source. But I have heard that there is going to be a Scarlet Witch movie and they're aiming towards like a 2024, 2025 release. Right. Which on. If it is a 2024 release,
that's
then
actually pretty soon. They'd have to have soon. A lot filmed already.
Yeah, and I don't, that's why I don't think it's like confirmed yet, because that's soon.
Right.
And especially considering it hasn't even officially been announced yet. They would have to be at least,
I was.
Yeah. They would have to be at least done with like by this point, probably like they'd have to be starting like principal photography like within probably the summer.
Yeah. Yeah, if they don't already have a good chunk.
Depending on when in 2024 they wanted to release it. But I feel like it doesn't even matter at that point. So it'd be interesting. I think it'd be cool. She's one of those characters that I think there's plenty to explore, per se.
Yes.
Obviously, and especially with, you know, because of Multiverse of Madness and everything. I think there's a lot to explore with that character. And plus, I'm always down to look at Elizabeth Olsen for roughly 2 to 2.5 hours. I'll do it. I don't care. You can pay me to. You don't have to pay me. I'll willingly do it.
I'm sorry, sir, but you're going to have to sit here and stare at her for 2.5 hours.
Make it 3. I dare you. Make it 3 hours. Are you posting your cosplay picture?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I am...
I know, I'm running out of things to keep, like, preventive of dead air. I'm doing my best. You know, this is all your fault, Nicole. You're the one that told him to post it.
I know.
Put it in his brain,
sorry.
And he had to do it
I'm
right
sorry,
now.
Sorry, everybody. This is quality shit right here. But you'll be able to hear this later, and after you go through the long pauses and silence, you'll be like, oh, he posted pictures. I can go on their thing and look them up now.
Posted them midstream. Not even just posted. Yeah. They're like midstream posted.
Yeah. It's hard to pick like which. I guess that'll do. These are the ones I'm posting.
Next. That'll do, pig. That'll do. Dude, speaking of pigs, did you see there's going to be a Winnie the Pooh horror film?
Yeah. I didn't look any further into it because I wasn't sure if it was even real at the
time. Oh, it's 100% real.
I did see that.
I didn't know that Winnie.
Terrifying.
I didn't know that Winnie the Pooh was public domain.
Oh, is it?
I guess, yeah, that's how they were able to make the movie. Kind of like, I think the Universal, no, not the Universal Monsters. There was something that is public domain that I'm trying to think of off the top of my head that was like a big deal. It's like, yeah, like lost it again.
She's excited about the Winnie the Pooh.
It looks bonkers as shit. And I'm honestly here for it. I mean, there was even a video when they did that live action Christopher Robin movie.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody turned it in like a horror, like the trailer in like a horror film. And it was glorious. If you ever get a chance, look at it, like go on YouTube and try and find like the Christopher Robin like horror trailer. It's great. They literally just took the trailer for their live action Christopher Robin movie and just like turned it into a horror film, and it's great. I'll never forget Winnie the Pooh looking me dead in the eyes and saying, "Blood is thicker than honey."
That's awesome. That's like one of the best lines. There's no way. Like, I'm guessing Sam Raimi doesn't have an official Instagram.
I don't think he does. Granted, it's Sam Raimi. I mean, if he does, it ain't his.
Right.
It's somebody, one of his publicists or something, probably running it. Yeah. Yeah, that Winnie the Pooh movie is going to be fun. I'm still trying to think. There's another thing that's like huge that's like public domain. And for some... Oh, Sherlock Holmes. I think Sherlock Holmes is a public domain character. Which makes sense, considering I feel like there's a different like Sherlock Holmes project like roughly every like 7 to 10 years.
Just staring at each other longingly as I'm typing. Yes, that's the real chainsaw. Okay. And share to Facebook. Share. There, all of that work. And unfortunately, you guys know from past experience, I'm way too fucking lazy to go in and clean that up. So enjoy that moment.
Consider it an intermission, I guess, if anything.
Bum, 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 bum.
The seventh inning stretch.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know. Oh, we're already at like 50 minutes. Damn.
Yeah, see, that's why like, we're down to 2 viewers, it says on here. So everyone else got sick of hearing me babbling on.
I don't pay attention to viewers. I just talk my talk, bruh.
I glance.
Well, and plus on top of all that, I mean, there wasn't really a whole lot that like has happened. I mean, yeah, like Stranger Things and Kenobi are out, but...
Yeah, we're just announcing, hey, by the way, this is out now. It's like, okay.
We're kind of in that time of the year where like we're in tentpole season for films. Mm-hmm. Like the summer's always like tentpole. So like all the announcements for the big films are the movies that are in theaters now. So it's like, I don't want to call it like a dead time of year because that's not necessarily the case, but...
Well, it's summer. People are outside.
Like I said, we got the trailer for the new Star Wars Jedi game. It's called Jedi Survivor, not Fallen Order 2, which, I mean, I guess is fine. I would have just went with Fallen Order 2, but that's why I don't make these games. That's why it's a decision, it's not mine. But the trailer looks good. They didn't really give a whole lot away. It was just a teaser trailer, and they said it comes out in 2023, which I think is a bunch of booty hole. I would have loved to have been...
booty hole.
I would have loved to have been like a holiday release this year. Granted, I think the holidays is like pretty stacked. I mean, Call of Duty's Modern Warfare 2 comes out, I think it says October 23rd. Or 29th, it's one of those.
Yeah, you showed the pictures for that too.
Yeah, so that's October, and then I'm pretty sure, I don't think we have a confirmed like precise date, but the Harry Potter open world game, I think it's called like something like Hogwarts or Harry Potter, like I don't know. It's an open world Harry Potter game, and it looks fantastic.
Yeah, it actually It looked.
It said holiday 2022, but it doesn't have an exact date. I wouldn't be surprised if that's like
what the holiday would that be?
If I had to guess, it's probably going to come out between like Thanksgiving and Christmas. Like that's going to be like the Black Friday game, I guess you could say.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, which I watched the Black Friday trilogy episodes of South Park last night. Those are just the greatest thing. I think those three episodes are some of the best South Park episodes ever made. I like the Black Friday trilogy, and it's all Game of Thrones themed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's it's so fun. Like instead of it being the Red Wedding, it's the Red Robin Wedding.
Okay.
Where they lock each other into a Red Robin on Black Friday because it has a door connected to the mall, and they can get in and get their PS4s and their Xboxes.
Nice.
And I can't recommend this. Like if you watch South Park, just watch like those three episodes.
Right.
And it's just pure chef's kiss. I love it.
Nicole, you're only like regular. I leaned back on that one. Nicole,
we might have lost Drew to Bo Burnham.
That's good. I'll sacrifice Drew to Bo Burnham. Like if we can't have his number, at least he's watching Bo Burnham.
I'm gonna go home and he's gonna walk across the street and like knock on the door and be like, "What did you do to me?"
Like just sobbing.
Why would you put me through that? It'd make so much sense because it's raining and he's just like standing on the front porch, just like drenched in rain. Yeah. It's just like, why would you put me through that?
He has poster board that just says why, and then like flips through him. Yeah. And then you go, hey, now go home and watch Neverending Story.
No, I'm going to put you through the ringer, friend.
You watch that horse die.
Which is funny considering this is my nephew that lives across the street from us.
Yeah.
So I keep telling him we're going to get walkie-talkies.
You should.
Yeah, I've told him a couple of times. Like, we need to just get walkie-talkies. And
the road, you can't do the old can phone.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm yawning already.
We could, but, you know, one car goes by and yonk.
Yeah.
That ain't going to be no fun.
Maybe you could get it high enough. They don't have an upstairs, though.
Yeah, they do.
At the new place?
Yeah, that house has an upstairs. You wouldn't believe it, but it's in his,
I thought it was a one story.
His bedroom is like the whole upstairs. It's badass.
Right on.
It's really cool. It's basically like a second house up there, but it's really cool.
That'd be awesome to have a bedroom like that.
So, yeah. I know we're about at our hour mark.
Can we get some thoughts and prayers for Ian? Who is going through a trying time.
I don't know. Why would you bring it up? Why would you even? Why would you even? Please don't. Just.
That's all you need to know. It's nothing serious.
No, it's really not.
It's not serious at all. It's really not. It's just
you can send me your thoughts. You can keep your prayers, but I'll take your thoughts. That's fine. Yeah. It's fine. No, we're all fine here. It's fine. No.
He's just dealing with shit. It's just annoying him, and I'm giving him shit about it, so
it's fine. We're all fine here. We're all fine here.
We're trying to think, hey, if anyone has ideas for our podcast studio, I think I've got some videos and pictures of it up.
Are we gonna remodel?
We need to remodel.
Yes, I love remodeling.
The new computer's in. It needs set up for what we do. Right now it's just a new computer. There's nothing on it yet. So I need to get it set up properly for what we're gonna do with it, and for right now, if it's just the two of us, like, just the two of us.
Hey, we got Ghostface right here, dude.
We
can make it
if we try, just the two of us.
Ghostface is literally right here.
Is that
you and I
past the point of fair usage? Yeah, we got Ghostface.
Yeah, he's right there in the corner. You know what? I like him there.
I'm thinking about how we need to do, like, the chair, not necessarily recliner because you don't want to actually kick back, but a nice comfy chair with the boom arm, and then maybe get rid of the, even though these are good microphones, like maybe sell these off and get some SM7Bs or something.
I found some cool mics at Best Buy today.
No, I'm very, very picky about my microphones.
I mean, that's fine. I'm just saying I found cool mics. I didn't necessarily recommend them. I'm just saying they were neat looking.
You
can get
one for whenever you're stuck at home sometime and you need to call in.
And you know, I was thinking about that because I was actually telling my coworker about that the other day.
You need the USB one.
Because I was thinking, you don't want to get an interface. I was telling my coworker the other day, I'm like, you know, I don't, like when Thea is born, which, you know, counting down the weeks, 3 weeks till my daughter will be here. But obviously after that, I'm going to need to be at home with Kim and the baby. And I was like, but I really don't want to like miss out on anything. So I was thinking about that actually the other day. Like, oh, well, I was like, but at the same time, I don't have a computer. I don't have a laptop. I don't, you know, I don't have any of that shit.
You have a computer. Your wife uses one for work, right?
Yeah, that's her work laptop. So, I mean, worst case scenario, really like, I could use that.
Yeah.
By the way, I told her about our desk idea that we were talking about at Walmart. You remember the one I was talking about? She thought it was the dumbest thing she'd ever heard. She's like, I just feel like it's so pointless. And I'm like, thank you for crushing my dreams.
Cool.
That's kind of what I was. I was like, I was asking your opinion, but at the same time, I was like, I'm just telling you what I want to do.
Immediately picture the gift that my wife sends me all the time, because it's the gift that just encapsulates Shayna, and it is a deleted scene or a blooper of Kristen Stewart in the old pickup truck in
Twilight.
And she just like looks at the camera and goes like this. And
okay.
Like the
her quirky awkwardness, yes. Kristen Stewart way.
And anytime like I like, hey, what do you want for dinner? It's like, oh, let's do this, or hey, can you pick this up for me? Yeah, sure. Like anytime you do anything, and that's just her response. Is that gif of her cool. doing that. It's like, see, like that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Cool.
Thanks.
thank you for killing my dreams.
I feel appreciated. You've acknowledged me. And how stupid I am.
It's fine.
Everything's fine.
Yes, three weeks to go. I am, you know, and it was kind of funny because I was actually we were talking about this the other day because we were talking about what we need to get prepared and everything. And I told her, I said, you know, I was like, we've been through this before, and that's anxiety easing. I was like, you know, because we kind of have at least an idea on what to expect. I was like, but I am so freaking scared. Why? Because it's just having another kid, you know, it's just adding more. But, and on top of all that, I am now having a girl.
Right.
So while it's the same, it's also completely different. You know, now I'm used to raising a boy. So now I'm going to have a girl. And it's like, I was telling my coworker yesterday, I have never lived with a female. Like, up until, obviously my mom, and then, like, Kim.
You had brothers, like, as far as kids
go. I have three sisters, but I've never lived with them.
Right.
So, I've only ever lived with, like, my brothers.
I only know your two brothers, and I know that one of them has a different dad.
Yeah.
I don't know how many other siblings you have. I don't even know if I knew you had sisters.
I have three sisters.
As long as I've known you, I don't know if we've ever talked about you having sisters.
My sister is my oldest sibling, actually. Shay is the second oldest.
Okay.
From my dad.
Right.
My mom, it's just us boys.
Okay.
My dad had me and Shay, and then my Jessica, Harley, and Lexi. Which Jessica is the oldest. Harley is between me and Ryan.
Okay.
And then Lexi is the youngest, and she is in high school.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so but I've never lived with any of my sisters. I've only ever lived with my mom.
And your brothers.
And then
yeah.
And then when I obviously moved out, I lived with Kim. Kim was the first female I ever lived with that wasn't my mom. And so having a girl in the house is like aside from Kim is definitely going to be a change.
I feel like you'll never think of her as a female though. Just be like
no, but
a
I
little girl.
But I think it's one of those things where like you know the qualities that come with it, you know like the tutus, you know like because that's like Kim is like all about like I want her to be like baby you know clothes. She's like oh I can put her in tutus and you know like you know just kind of like little yeah. things like that you're like oh those are nothing but it's I just wanna, like you have to adjust to it.
Like I have an aversion to tropes like the typical. Stereotype or the traditions, I guess, is more of the way to put it.
Well, I mean, look at the conversation about tropes we were having earlier,
right?
On our walk.
But I have like a major aversion to stereotype or not stereotypes to traditions, and so like anything that's so much glitter in your future.
No, not the glitter. Oh
the,
god,
the
no.
herpes of the craft world.
Oh god, not the glitter. Oh no,
no. But like, I anytime someone says, "Oh, I want to do this," and I think everybody does that. Like in my head, like when you said that, the first thing I pictured was like. Essentially, maybe Edward Scissorhands, where I just want to like have a boy and a girl, but I'll dress both of them in a gray onesie, and like this the most plain, mundane thing ever.
It's just like freaking
Adam's Family, boring. Like
it's like Dr. Evil and Mini-Me's, like a gray jumpsuit from Austin Powers. Like
and they're like, what? like, oh, it's so cute. And it's just like, yep, there it is. It's a baby.
Huzzah.
It's like, why don't you dress it up?
I did.
It's got clothes on.
Yeah.
just to mess with people, because they're like, why isn't it like...
I'm not dressing my baby to societal norms.
Just, I mean, and I wouldn't have a reason to do it other than just...
Just to troll people. That's fine. It's not like
I'm not standing up for anything here, even though I would, but I just think it'd be funny.
It's definitely going to be an adjustment, but I'm ready for it. I'm terrified, but I'm ready for it.
I think you'll do fine.
I shook my fist at Kim the other day. I was like, we just got Ollie out of diapers. He's potty trained. I was like, and you just want to start it all over again and put us all through all the diapers, the potty training, the sleepless nights, the feeding and all that. And she goes, yep.
I feel like Shane and I won't have one, and it'll probably be because I can't or something stupid. And then we'll just adopt like a 17-year-old.
just to watch him graduate. Just skip all that.
Hey, like, we did it.
Oh my gosh. You know, I could see you doing that, but Shayna, I feel like it would take a little bit more to get Shayna on board for that.
Just adopt this is the age you should be by now, because we waited, and we'll watch you graduate, claim the accomplishment, and send you on
huzzah! He'll be back for holidays. It's fine.
They grew up so fast.
Yes. That's like me adopting Drew.
Right.
Like Drew's, yeah, like that would literally be like me adopting Drew.
Drew, I don't think Drew's on here anymore. Drew, if you're on here, I'll adopt you. Do you want to be my son?
All the Minecraft you could ever play, granted. Me and him were talking about, I told him that the other day, that while we were at the arcade last weekend, that we both were talking about how we wanted to play Minecraft again.
I want to. No,
he even said that to me. He was like, dude.
Then I start getting, projects going is what I end up doing. So it's my manic stage where you start to like find things to do to keep you occupied like crazy. So I've got a bunch of like project guitars and stuff I'm working on. So
I have like nothing keeping myself occupied right now. I think that's why I restarted South Park. Because I'm like, I don't really feel like starting anything new, mostly because Stranger Things and Kenobi and all that was about to start up. I'm like, I don't really want to start another new thing. And I've watched a lot of stand-up specials.
It's like, what do you do when you have a kid and a kid on the way and you're not allowed to spend money? Like,
one on top of all that.
You can't really have much of a hobby. Yeah,
and Kim's kind of at that point in the pregnancy where, like, she can't really do a whole lot because she's just so tired.
Mm-hmm.
I feel for the girl. I really do. She's just exhausted, but... anyone playing Animal Crossing?
I play every day, sans one or two that I miss here and there. Like, I get pissed when I miss my streak.
I have never once played Animal Crossing.
It's not.
I'm still playing Lego Star Wars, the Skywalker Saga. I haven't beat it yet. That game's long. There's a lot. But it's great. But I had to take a break from it. And I think I put it down like 2 weeks ago. I was like, I just need to take a break from it. And I didn't want to burn myself out of it.
Right.
Which, you know... But I think I've gotten through the original trilogy, and I'm about halfway through. I got through Phantom Menace, the original trilogy, and I'm about halfway through Attack of the Clones right now. So I still got Revenge of the Sith and the sequel trilogy to do. So I still got plenty of game left to play, but I just kind of was like, I need to step back from this for a little bit.
I did buy the Evil Dead game.
And that game's fucking hard.
It's hard.
We played it the day you bought it, and it was so hard. I haven't hard. Even
revisited it, like, and I want to because the graphics look good.
Oh, the graphics are great. I was genuinely impressed with, like, I was just kind of expecting another like Friday the 13th game ripoff.
We were playing the tutorial. We haven't even played the game yet.
I played the game because you got through the tutorial. I went in and played started the game.
That's right.
And
because I was so burnt out from playing the tutorial, I was like, dude, I'm finally done. I got through it. And I was like, I'm fucking done. Like,
he just straight handed me the controller, and I failed hard.
It's rough.
It's a difficult game.
Yeah,
because they don't guide you in any way. They kind of just throw you in the woods and say, "Find your way, bro."
Yeah.
So it is a good game though. The graphics are impressive. Like I said, I was just expecting a Friday the 13th video game knockoff, but it is that and so much more. So.
Bruce Campbell and other Evil Dead related pages are posting like information about, because obviously he's going to promote the game. It's a big part of him, but he's been promoting like if you haven't played it or if you are playing it, and he posts like pictures of all the versions of him that are available. There's so many versions of him, but I don't know if they're just DLC, like you just pay to have that, or if you have to unlock a skin. Like, I need to find out how to get all the skins and,
yeah,
you know, figure out what the I kind of hope it's a mixture of both, because I don't want to just be able to just buy everything.
Right. But
at the same time, I also know how hard the game is, and I don't want to be reliant on
it. You're like, I'm never going to get it.
I'll never get any of them.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to have you fill space. I have to pee so bad.
No, that's fine. We can probably wrap it up if you want.
I don't care.
Sudden wrap up, everybody.
Okay. I have been Ian.
I'm Adam.
I love you guys. Sorry this wrapped up so quick. Actually, yeah. Well, we're at about our hour mark. I think we're a little over our hour mark anyways. But
I'll slowly get off of here while you're going to go pee. So.
But if he's gone by the if I'm not back by the time he says anything, I'll talk to you guys next week. I love you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I want to give a shout out to You Versus Yesterday for the use of our theme song, Summer. Let's Make This Forever, off of their EP, Remember This.
Nerd to your mother.